Johnny McArdle. Uncovered Beauty. What are we thinking?
She's a nice filly. The filly, she'll improve a lot, but I think she'll run well with filly.
What would you say would be your best?
Uncovered Beauty.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Uncovered Beauty went bang on the outside and put them away. One by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. And all Uncovered Beauty for Johnny McArdle. Have we got a statue of John yet?
He's gone past statue material.
What's next?
Hang on. Whoa. We've got Paddy Payne, and then we've got everyone underneath. Paddy is the top
of
the tree.
Ben Hayes is up there as well.
Ben Hayes has been delivering.
Yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday with John. I think maybe he needs to sing the national anthem or something before the dinner.
Just some sort he needs more than that.
I reckon he'd be good at that. It's a real sort of baritone type activity.
I think he'd give it a real burst.
I reckon he would.
Yeah.
Just to sort of officially...
So, national anthem singer?
Just at the start?
Well, just at the start, like as a welcome to country sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
We'll do the welcome to country, and then we get Johnny out there to sing the anthem, just to welcome all and sundry. I think that works.
I think he deserves better.
Uncovered Beauty, by the way, yesterday was $7 when we told you about it. Started at $3.80.
Great, right. Yeah, remember that horse he said that if it turns up and it won't...
Yes.
It ran second, it was nearly going to win.
Did it?
Yeah. I thought of him. First water, ran second. A complete head case, so it ran well.
We nearly got it there. He nearly got it there. So we got a good winner yesterday, kick off the week, which was fantastic. So John is certainly in statue conversations now, at this stage. Now we're at Hamilton today, Whitey.
Yeah. I've done some investigating and
What's happened?
Got some information for you. My understanding is that the rail position will be true, the entire circuit. The track's come up a soft five. Thought maybe it might have been soft six, but I'm happy to go with soft five. Penetrometer came up this morning at 5.85. I don't think that'll improve overly much throughout the course of the day with showers.
What about the what stick? Did they use the stick?
No, we don't use the going stick at Hamilton.
Surely if there's showers, we can get a downgrade.
Penetrometer reading.
Just the traditional.
We head to a six, a soft six, maybe?
Well, I looked at a six, but I thought five was probably more appropriate. I think we'll stay around five.
Okay. So it's true the entire circuit?
True the entire circuit.
Okay, true the entire circuit. Soft five, 5.85, the Penno, and showers forecast for Hamilton.
The shear is good.
Okay.
Did we put the knives through?
Not yet. We don't do that this time of year. This is peak growing season.
Right, okay. Just checking. Just checking. We've got one. We've got one on the line, Scotty.
We've got one of Geelong's great. Vinny Milady on the line. Morning, Vinny.
G'day, Daniel and Adam.
Now, Vinny to his friends is chips and gravy, but we won't go into that right now. Now,
what?
Vinny, yeah, it's a long story. Vinny, you got two going to Hamilton. Race one, number eight, Valentine. Had nine goes, won second place. It's been its best. What can you tell us about today?
Look, probably the key to him is going up to 2,200. He seems like he's a natural stayer, so yeah, that's probably the positive for him today.
Perfect. Then over to race three, you got number one, Dodge the Hounds, who's had a few goes, Vinny, but he's yet to get it. Nine placings from 20-odd starts, and it ran fourth at Benalla last start. What can we think of today?
Yeah, I mean, he's a consistent horse, but obviously he hasn't won yet, so he's probably one that'll... probably need a bit of luck to get across the line first. I'm confident he can run well, but not confident he can win. So,
now, Vinny, it's a long way from Geelong to Hamilton. Which one are we loading into?
Oh, probably Valentine, I'd say. I think he's looking for the longer distance. So, yeah, he's probably the one that would probably have the best chance of winning, I'd say.
Race one, number eight today for Vinny Chips and Gravy. I don't know what that means, but we're running with it. $2.60 on the early markets at tab.com.au to Scotland. So
we'll take that in the high weight.
Certainly in the markets. Number one there is the favourite, 240. But 260 we will take. Vincent, we appreciate it. Tom, wish you the best of luck at Hamilton today.
All right, thanks for that. Good on you.
Good stuff. Vincent Milady with two today. But the first one in the first race is the way to get your money and go. Sort of Scotland.
He's good friends with a member of the London Fog contingent.
Oh, is that right?
He celebrated Geelong Horse of the Year, which we won with us, Chips and Gravy. So he's a big fan of the Fog.
What, Chips and Gravy?
I think I don't know, it's a play on his name, and I think there's some other story sort of, I'm not aware of.
70 cents a litre, sort of petrol,
Chips are great. I like it, I go with it.
I'm happy with it. So race one, number eight, Valentine, out of the second outside gate today, and in the highway, as you say, I did I had a bit of a sneaky, I had a sneaky look at that. And I saw carrying the 68.5. I thought, gee, must be a good horse.
It's fair to say there's a lot who have had many chances and are yet to break their duck. So someone's going to get lucky. Hopefully it's Valentine.
Well, there's a few scratchings in that race too. So five scratchings in that race. So it's now down
decimated.
Down to a field of seven. And we've got the second favourite, I think we'll take, the 260 for Valentine.
Chips will get the chocolates.
Chips will get the chocolates and then drive home and get some chips and gravy on the way with maybe a quarter chicken.